Yo, so it's 9:32. I'm not convinced that I'm up for the day, but I've been laying here, not falling back asleep, so maybe I'll get up. I don't know. It's snowing out. Maybe I'll go walk in the snow. Last night, I was out with Jacqueline while she's running her Tonight Show set. She's on the Tonight Show Friday. Watch that shit. Stay home and watch the Tonight Show. I mean, you can record it. Or watch it on Hulu or YouTube. Whatever you do. I don't know, man. I'm going to stay home and watch it. I like to watch it live. Feels more, real or something. Okay. So, I guess look at the news. Rex Tillerson fired. Well, yeah, things are, there's no chaos. I'll move on. Winner of $560 million Powerball can keep her name private, judge rules. But I guess not her gender. Putting out her. So we narrowed it down. It's not a man. I'm going to figure out who this Powerball winner is so I can befriend them. Befriend her. And then get her to invest in my idea for a themed chain restaurant. You know, and then she'll be like, but what's the, listen, I have this great idea for a business. It's a chain restaurant with a theme. And I want to play cool. Like, I'm not asking her. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go meet with some Texas oil millionaires about the idea. I think they're really into it. You know, they're going to make a lot of money, so it's pretty cool. But I'm about to go do this meeting. I'll wear a tuxedo, so she'll think I'm really going to the meeting. And then, I didn't want to tell anybody this, but I have a lot of money. I wouldn't mind making more, you know. It's only $560 million. What's, maybe I can invest in this, restaurant idea. What's the theme? I haven't gotten that far yet. That's the beauty. We'll come up with a theme. But everybody loves a theme. Like Rainforest Cafe. Who doesn't if you don't love Rainforest Cafe, you're joyless. I don't think, does that still exist? I have not been to one in many, many years. But I've been to one, I'm going to say twice, because I went to one once and it was so good that I had to go back again. Not the food, but you really feel like you're a rainforest. That's what I'll say. Reboot Rainforest Cafe. And then if it's not closed, I'll say it's like the Rainforest Cafe, but better. I'm just going to call it a reboot. Motherfuckers love a reboot. And then if she's like, is it closed? I'm like, probably. Doesn't matter. We'll name it something else. We'll name it like, where is there a rainforest? South America. I'll say we'll rename it South America. And or something like that. And then we'll have food that reflects the region. That's where it'll be different. I think Rainforest Cafe was pretty much Applebee's, if I remember correctly. And it's cuisine. They didn't really try to have any kind of particular region. It was pretty much American, whatever, cross-marketing with their sauces. You know, like, here's our Hellman's mayonnaise sauce. I don't know what they... But you know when they have the sauce with the brand name? Ooh, Jack Daniel's sauce. You're telling me you use real Grey Poupon Dijon mustard in this sauce? Because I see the logo. Well, good luck to that winner keeping her identity. And, yeah, why would she have to go public? Oh, maybe the lottery's like, hey, you got to do commercials, yo. We got to show people that there's winners. So they give us all their money. Oh, man. There's like certain, it's like where there's certain like newsstands or whatever, bodegas in New York that are like, they cram lottery people into, like lottery people flock to certain ones. Like there's like lottery people. There's like gambling addicts that are just playing lotteries. They'll do the everyday lotto. They'll do a bunch of those, and then they'll do scratch-offs. Scratch-offs are fun because they're like instant. I haven't done those in a long time because I've been happy with my life. That's when I'm miserable, when I'm like, fuck, I need a moment right now that feels like I could potentially walk away from this shit. Not that scratch-offs, but then you got to go for the big money scratch-offs that are like, whatever it is, like, because some of them are like, hey, you could win $500, and I mean, that's great, but it's not enough to fix what's going on. Alabama sheriff who arrested man who criticized him pockets $750,000 in jail food funds by $740,000 beach house. A sheriff with a $740,000 beach house. That's interesting. Well, I think it sounds like you got to read that article, but he sounds like he's dirty, which means I like him. No, I don't like him. I love TV shows about dirty cops, and then I'm like, oh man, I would love to be a dirty cop, because they live on the edge. But this guy sounds like he's a scumbag. How do you get $750,000 in jail food fund? So, I don't know. I'm not gonna read the article. I shouldn't. I don't know. I saw Alabama sheriff and I got interested. Let's see, we'll do like one more and then call it a day. Microplastic pollution in ocean is far worse than feared, says scientist. Man, that's what's gonna fuck us. Microbeads, that's gonna be it. Those stupid things, a marketing gimmick and body wash that did nothing. They put those little I bought that shit. I had it in my house. I don't know if I bought it or whatever, but I remember having it in my house as a kid and thinking, oh, look, this is better for me. This is better for my skin. It's got microbeads. And it was meaningless. It meant nothing. And now they're all in our ocean. Teen uses parents' credit card to rent house, throws party that results in $20,000 in damage. Oh, why does it make me laugh? It's like, well, I don't understand why any kid would want to have a party. Because any party I went to, the house got fucked up. There's always some asshole there that's like, let's make this kid wish he didn't have this party. Maybe children are nicer now. I hope they are. I'm told that they are by these people yelling that they're not tough enough. But when I was a kid, there was fucking psychos. I was at this one party, man. It's like everybody was just like, you weren't supposed to smoke in the house, obviously, and everybody was just smoking cigarettes and weed and whatever, and throwing cigarette butts in this. This is terrible. I didn't do this, but I saw cigarette butts in the fish tank. They had like a tropical fish tank that looked like it was expensive. And then in the dining room, people were like putting cigarettes out in the carpet, and there was like, you know, one of these cabinets with just like the nice like china and glasses and stuff, and this dude was just taking glasses and throwing them against the wall. There's break. I think the dude just like stopped trying to like control the party because it was just fucking nuts. And don't know what happened to that kid. It wasn't a friend of mine. I just ended up at the party. And but I believe he probably got into a bit of trouble. I'm sure it's fine now. I'm sure him and his parents have put it behind them. I'm sure this kid did $20,000 of damage. His parents—that's the thing about being a parent. You can't. Your kid costs you $20,000 of damage for having a party. You. If that was your friend, you'd probably be done with them. That's not even close. A kid has to be like a serial killer. I think if your kid's a serial killer, you can kind of be like, listen, I don't know what to do here. Child molester? If your kid's a child molester. Oh, this is a good question. What is it? What does your kid have to do? I'm not a parent, so it makes it very difficult for me to really know. It's a good question for parents. Like when your friend has a baby, say like if your baby grows up, ends up being a child molester, will you still love it? You think, like more than love, will you still have him or her over for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, you know Thanksgiving? I don't know why I chose it. Yeah, that's a you still gonna have your kid over for Thanksgiving? Convicted child molester and is, or an active child molester, and they're like, listen, mom, dad, I gotta tell you something. I'm a child molester, and I just want you guys to know that, because I might go to jail for it eventually. I don't want to be a shock, but I am molesting children. I know it's wrong, but I ain't stopping. No one would do that. But say okay, convicted child molester. Or your kid's a convicted serial rapist or some kind of violent criminal. What are you doing Thanksgiving? You going to the jail? You doing one of those jailhouse Thanksgiving? Or what do you think? You holding on to that relationship? Next time one of your friends has a baby, see what their line is. Okay. So I'm going to go. I might fall back asleep. I might post this now. I'm probably going to post it in like an hour, because I think I'm going to fall back asleep. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.